This is Ted Kennedy. Ronald Reagan is for the Brady Bill on handgun control. Can Senator Al Simpson be far behind? In a moment, we'll face off. Al, I know you're not the sharpest knife in the drawer, but even you ought to be able to figure out by now that the right-wing opposition to handgun control is dwindling. The focus is on the Brady Bill, and showdown votes are coming up in Congress soon. The measure requires a 7-day waiting period before handguns can be bought. That way, law enforcement agencies can run background checks on purchases and make sure the handguns aren't being sold to convicted criminals, drug addicts, or the mentally ill. Now even Ronald Reagan has endorsed the Brady Bill. The overwhelming majority of police officers and law enforcement agencies are strongly supporting it. They're on the front lines in the war against crime. They know the life and death importance of reducing enemy artillery. Aren't you feeling a little lonely, Al? Just you and the NRA?
Sharpest knife in the drawer. Hand me the hone. I sure hope Ronald Reagan is listening to Face Off today, Ted, just so he can hear you chirp his praises. He's waited an awful long time for that from you. We should have a moment of silence to mark this historic occasion. And we all deeply respect Ronald Reagan's compassionate loyalty to a dear and close friend who took a bullet in the brain, a bullet meant for him. But we can't let emotion alone carry the issue. While the Brady Bill allows for background checks on those who purchase guns, it does not require them. Ted, get yourself behind the NRA proposal to check absolutely through the use of a national hotline on the background of every person who buys a gun. Don't josh yourself, Ted. You and others ignore another real threat to public safety, the black market, which always trades in guns illegally. I don't hear you trying to help us solve that problem. Stop always looking for the easy way out every time. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on whether television should broadcast live at prison executions. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.